you might be able to hear some bells and possibly some wind. And I have no idea where the microphone is in this iPad. I'm in the gardens of Downing Street. I had to come in through the front door. I made use of the facilities because I was desperate to go. And I loitered around inside, number 10. David, unfortunately, wasn't there to receive us, but some very kind people were, who are assisting in the opensquares.org project, which is Open Squares on Twitter, hashtag Open Squares. And it's all about 200 gardens, open for 2 days, and kind of limited access. I think 35,000 people applied to get into this garden, and only 40 were given the go-ahead. So I must have done something right somewhere. You don't often get to see this garden, and it's a very pretty garden at that, even at this time of the year. I'm currently walking on some slate. Must be slate. Of course it's slate, but where it's from is a little bit confusing. It's got a slight greenish tinge, so it might be the Lake District. The rest of it's very blue, which I imagine is Welsh. There are lovely benches around where you can sit and contemplate the woes of the country or the world. And apparently many people in power have done just that. I had a lovely chat with one of the gardeners, William, who gave me some really interesting insight to how this space is used, not just for barbecues or state visits and just relaxing, but also it's a play area and it's somewhere for the two cats, number 10 and number 11 cats. It's quite a nice space, a little sanctuary in the centre of London. It doesn't feel like London at all. Just had some parakeets overhead in the trees, which I believe could be quite troublesome due to their aggressive nature and stealing of nests. Non-natural wildlife here, which I guess were released during the filming of something, or at least that's what I hear may have happened. There's all kinds of weird and wonderful stuff going on. The cat is now tentatively walking towards me as she probably prowls for ground birds. And there's some restrictions on what we're allowed to do here. I had to have my phone in on the way in, and it's kind of interesting that the garden kind of is shared by so many buildings, and I'm getting as many photographs as possible without actually photographing the buildings themselves, which is another stipulation. But all in all, I think it's a really exciting project, the Open Garden Squares, opensquares.org. Check it out. And there's gardens in prisons, all kinds of places that you wouldn't normally have access to. So if you get a chance, check it out and come and check out some of these spaces. I do have a little bit of slightly worrying information as regard the garden at number 10 Downing Street, and that is there is no shed. I repeat, there is no shed. So there's a large kind of artistic red light bulb shape, but no shed. I think the next piece of art that should be installed here in this garden should be a shed. How can you have a garden without a shed? I'm still confused about that. I'm sure people will be right on that now, setting up the campaign and putting it in motion. Right, so this is Documentally from Documentally.com. Documentally on Twitter, signing off from the back garden at number 10 Downing Street.